Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Score by L. Kennedy. Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever read a romance novel that made you rethink the whole player archetype?
Oh, absolutely. And The Score is exactly that book. It's part of her Briary series, a spin-off from the off-campus books, and it follows Dean DeLaurentiis, this star hockey player who's basically the king of one-night stands. But what L. Kennedy does here is brilliant. She deconstructs that character completely.
Right, because on the surface, Dean is this golden boy. He's handsome, charming, funny, and he glides through life like nothing can touch him. But the book starts with Allie Hayes, this smart, independent senior who just went through a brutal breakup.
And she's not looking for love. She's at a party, drowning her sorrows, and she decides she wants a rebound. Dean sees an opportunity, and they hook up. For him, it's standard procedure. For her, it's a calculated decision. But then something unexpected happens.
She wants more. Not a boyfriend, but she actually wants to keep seeing him casually. And Dean is completely thrown. His entire playbook is built on one and done. He's never had a woman ask for a second date before.
That role reversal is the engine of the whole story. Allie doesn't want his heart or his promises. She just wants his company. And Dean has no idea how to handle being the one who's pursued. It forces him to confront his own emotional limitations.
What I loved is how Kennedy peels back his layers. Initially, he's a caricature, sex-obsessed, perpetually hungry, infuriatingly unserious. But as he spends time with Allie, we see glimpses of real depth. He's deeply loyal to his friends, and he's terrified of vulnerability.
His entire identity is built on being the guy who doesn't care. To admit he cares about Allie would shatter that foundation. And Allie sees through it from the beginning. She's studying to be a therapist, so she's ruthlessly analytical. She recognizes his charm is a defense mechanism.
She pushes him. She challenges him. She refuses to let him hide behind his Playboy mask. Their relationship is a constant battle of wills, but it's also incredibly hot. The physical intimacy is a gateway to emotional vulnerability.
Yeah, the sex scenes are frequent and steamy, but they never feel gratuitous. Each one deepens their connection. In the quiet moments after, they reveal their fears. Allie confesses her fear of being alone. Dean admits he's never felt this way before.
And that's the central conflict. It's not an external villain or a misunderstanding. It's Dean's internal battle. He's terrified of the word relationship. To him, it means losing freedom. He sees his friend Garrett with his girlfriend, and while he respects it, it scares him.
His journey is about learning that true intimacy isn't a cage. Allie teaches him that being vulnerable is a strength, not a weakness. She shows him he can be loved for who he really is, not just for the charming facade.
And the supporting cast is fantastic. The hockey team, Garrett, Logan, Tucker, there's found family. They see through his act and call him out. Garrett, in particular, shows him what a healthy relationship looks like.
Allie's own journey is just as compelling. She's not a damsel in distress. She's strong and capable, but she has to learn to trust again after her breakup. She has to reconcile her logical mind with her chaotic feelings for Dean.
There's this theme of self-worth that really got me. Dean, for all his confidence, believes he's not good enough for a real relationship. He sees himself as a fun distraction, not a long-term partner. And Allie helps him see his own value without trying to fix him.
That unconditional acceptance is what breaks down his walls. And the book is also laugh-out-loud funny. Dean's obsession with food is a running gag that never gets old. His internal monologue is a constant stream of jokes and innuendo.
The climax isn't a grand gesture, though there is one. It's a quiet moment of honesty. Dean finally admits he's in love with her. He stops running. He stops making jokes. He lays his heart bare and says he wants a future with her.
And because we've watched him struggle, that moment feels earned. It's the culmination of his entire arc. He's shed his skin and emerged as a man brave enough to be vulnerable. Allie has to make her own leap of faith, too.
The book's message is simple but profound. True love isn't about finding someone perfect. It's about finding someone who makes you want to be a better version of yourself. And that's what Dean and Allie do for each other.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
My takeaway? Sometimes the risk of falling in love is worth the reward. The score reminds us that the most meaningful victories aren't won on the hockey rink, but in the quiet corners of the human heart.
And that's the truth of it. We'll see you in the next one.